Support for KYUK's Talk Line is provided by Vitus Marine, a local crew happy to fuel you. Find out more at BethelFuel.com.
Support for Talk Line is provided by Raven Alaska, shipping cargo conveniently up to 3 times a day between Bethel and Anchorage. Learn more at FlyRaven.com.
You are listening to Talk Line, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Express yourself.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line to the YK Delta and beyond. This is Diane McGachran and
Peter Etchick.
And we're here for another edition of Talk Line, March 16th, Friday. And I want to let everyone know that today's show is going to be shorter than normal. Peter and I have to leave early, so our show will only be 1 hour, and then we'll switch to basketball for the remaining half hour. So just 10 to 11 today, so get your calls in quickly, and your emails, we'll read them over the air. And we have our first caller is John Nick. John Nick, welcome to Talk Line.
Hi,
good morning.
Dan, Peter, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, John.
We're hanging in there.
Oh, good. I want to wish to my festival starting today, I want to wish all the dancers and people from all over Alaska here.
Nice.
So it'll be fun to be there.
This is it.
And you get to see a lot of dances, hopefully. And you'll enjoy your time there. So, everyone, please don't drink and drive, and watch out. The roads might be slippery because it's fresh snow.
Mm.
And if you're traveling here, please come with a companion. You never know the weather, you know, if you're coming here to the festivities. And please be safe. Don't drink and drive, and watch out for each other. Okay, thank you, guys. Have a good
Very good advice, John. We appreciate we always appreciate your calls.
Hey, thank you. And Peter, last week in Diane.
Yes.
You know, I want to get something straight here. I was talking about the black and white issues last week.
Yes.
Does not mean that I am prejudiced.
No.
I was just reciting, you know, it gets repetitious after. And if you listen to me carefully last week, I said, please get along with every one of us, because we all bleed the same. We're all the same blood.
Of course.
You know, we have different opinions and different beliefs, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to know that I'm related to Caucasians, too, and I have nothing against them. Everybody's my family, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
And I don't look at you as your color. I look at you as your person.
Yeah.
Amen.
So
yes.
That takes care of it all.
You have taken care of it, John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you, Peter, for listening.
Thank you, John.
You guys are good people. Thank you very much. So is everybody else for listening on the radio. Can't leave these people out. Everyone have a good, safe day. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you, John.
All right, thank you.
Our lines are open at this time. You know, the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email at radio@kyuk.org. We'd love to hear from you. Whatever's on your mind, please feel free to call.
Mm-hmm.
And do it quickly, though, because our time hours seem like fly by.
It does.
We're here.
I know. It's going to be 11 o'clock before you know it. Today it's just a one-hour show, everyone, not 90 minutes like usual. So we have a caller coming in from Gregory. Welcome to Talk Line, Gregory. Good morning.
Good morning to one and all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did y'all see that polar bear trying to shovel the driveway?
No.
Oh, I guess you guys are sleeping then.
We missed it, yeah.
Oh, well, gosh. With the news this past week, the two pets... if you want to get rid of a pet peeve, put it in an animal cage there on an airline there and send it off.
Oh, now, John. George, you're like, that's not, I mean, Gregory, I'm sorry. I think I had George up there. Gregory, You heard that airline story about the dog up in the overhead compartment?
I don't know how they could do that.
I don't know why they did that. But
mistakes happen, I guess.
But no, that's not a good idea.
Well, a little tongue-in-cheek humor there, only for a moment there, makes all this pell-mell concerns. Okay. Well,
all
right. I'll call and say good morning and hope everyone has a smile for the day.
Thank you, John. Gregory. Oh. We keep calling you John.
I heard George, but I know you're Gregory.
Okay.
Thank you, Gregory.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right, so the lines are open, and we'll give out, I think we gave out the numbers. Tonight, Chennai begins, and on the back of the Delta Discovery, they have a full lineup of all the events and the schedule for tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. There are a lot of dancers, and I wasn't sure. I'll have to look it up. I think there's some dancers from outside of the state, and it'll be interesting to see those cultures represented. It's really a wonderful time.
Yes. Yes, we're really looking forward to this time. You know, people always plan for this event. You know, it's one of the biggest dance festivals in the state, probably in the world, you know, at least in our...
In our world.
This year, we're expecting a lot of folks to come in, you know, to perform and also participate this year. Last year, you know, I remember that the trails going to and from Bethel were not safe at that time. So this year we have a trail, although there's a lot of snow drift out there, though, on the trails, River Road Ice trails. So people, if you're going to be heading to Bethel, you know, please travel prepared, like a first caller had suggested, that, you know, a shovel is always a really extremely good idea to carry along with you when there's a lot of snow. And there's a lot of stories about people getting kind of hung up on trails. Going downstream from Bethel don't sound very favorable at this time.
Yeah, there might be some blowover snow from last night. So the Antioch is playing, there's a basketball game in progress right now in Anchorage. And Tanana is up by 10 points. And we're going to go over to Joe. Welcome to Talkline, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
How you doing, Diane?
I'm getting better. I was sick a little bit this week, but I'm better now. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, good morning, Joe. A little rough, but I feel I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, we all survive every day.
Yeah.
As long as we wake up anyway.
Yes.
First and foremost, I'd like to welcome all the guests that's here for Chennai Fest. Everybody has a good time and be safe and you know, let's make everybody welcome as usual. You know, let's make the best. Of course, it's always the best show every year. It's nothing new. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, welcome everybody for Chennai and. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out on the river, go manaking. Don't forget to bring your trash home.
Yes.
And, you know, we got to continue to learn to respect Mother Nature, because if we don't, we all sacrifice.
That's right.
And then this thing with this color of the skin, we might be different color, different languages, and speak different cultures, but we all have one creator, and we all bleed the same.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
So, you know... We got to get rid of this sarcasm and this there's a word for it. What's that called?
I don't know. Huh?
You know, we don't need none of that. That needs to go out the window.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is a whole new generation. What are we teaching these young guys? They're not learning a whole lot, but they, you know, they're an awkward generation. But you know, they got to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, enjoy yourself, have a good weekend, and keep up the talk show, and make sure it don't get boring.
Well, we'll try.
Okay, bye.
That's why we need the callers to call in.
Yes, you know, the callers are the ones that make it interesting. You know, we're our lines are open at this time. Please feel free to call in.
Mm-hmm.
We're a radio talk show heard all over the Delta and, you know, elsewhere. So, you know, feel free, whatever's on your mind. You know, just an open subject. We don't have any particular subject in mind, you know, but we know that Chamai is big on this weekend, so it starts this evening. We have a caller from Akiak, Mike Williams Sr. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm in Nome right now, and I just wanted to congratulate Pete Kaiser, Richard Deal, and Mike Williams Jr. for finishing one of the toughest races on earth. And I know that I've gone through it 15 times, and nothing easy about that, but... I'm hopeful that our three mushers one day will be in the winner's circle, and that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But two things. One, Nunavut, Alaska Provisional Government fully supports Navascap resolution to close the liquor stores at this point. Until we have such time, that we have deal with the dry villages around Bethel, and also to address the public safety issue, and I think before that, you know, we raised those issues from ACAC to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, and you know, we. Wrote a letter to the governor the other day and to all of the leadership that we support that resolution at this time. And I think, you know, nothing against, you know, the policy right now, but we have to address these issues before, you know, we take care of the search and rescue, and we mobilize all the safety issues around it right now. And at that, you know, once we are all taking care of all the issues, then we can take care of that. The other issue within regards to the upcoming fishing season with Chinook. Our ACAC's position is in looking at those numbers. You know, we had extreme conservation measures over the years, but looking at the numbers, you know, I think we're on our way to recovery of the Chinook in the Kuskokwim River. And once all of the communities, all of the 33 communities in the Kuskokwim River, you know, makes these decisions, I know that the state and the federal agencies make those rules, but we have the 33 communities that historically, you know, we depend on the fish. The salmon every summer to put them up, and I think the villages need to raise these voices and still meet their needs, and also to make sure that we achieve those escape goals, which we've been able to do the last 3-4 years when. We had this partnership project that we kept going with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the tribes, and also the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. But those are my general comments this morning. We're getting ready to make plans to get our dogs back home. And again, congratulations to Pete Kaiser, Richard Yu, and Mike Wells, and all of those other mushers that are still coming in, and we get worried about some of them. But anyway,
yes.
Well, and good morning to you, Pete.
Hey.
And And you did a very good job in the search and rescue issues for years, and you did a commendable job, and we appreciate it very much.
Kuyana, Mike, yes, yes, okay. And then you, yes, we.
Okay.
Yes, we.
Thank you.
Yeah, our boys, you mentioned our people, local people that were on that race, you know, that that is a tough race, you know, from what I can envision and how, you know, even just to get out there for a little while, you know, that is a challenge, but to go that far, wow.
That's, you know, intense. Now, I was looking at the Chiang Mai Dance Festival, and I was looking at this lineup, and there's going to be dancers from Polynesia, which will be fun, and also from Canada. There's the Cree Indian dance group called the Running Thunder Dancers.
Yes.
And there's a hip-hop group that will be dancing. That's pretty exciting, like, to have international like that.
Yes, that's...
Good. And they do need, on Saturday, there's the Native Foods Dinner, 4 o'clock elders, 5 o'clock dancers, 6 o'clock general audience. And they need moose, caribou, fowl, stews, soups, and a guduk. So please bring to the LKSD admin building cafeteria on Saturday between 1 and 2. Bring a container of food that can be shared. And then make sure you put your name and number on your container, because they'll return your pot to you. So that's Saturday.
Yes. Very exciting time.
So we have an email that Petra will read for us. Thanks, Petra.
Yes. Good morning to everyone out there. The email is anonymous. Good morning, Diane and Peter and everyone. Always thank God for every day He allows you to wake to see the awesome day, no matter what kind of day, is a good day. Always make good choices. Make visitors feel welcomed this weekend. Yeah. Safe travels and from villages during all travels. Stay nice. Say nice things to each others. Let someone know where you're going at all times. Give or get hugs. Treat people how you want to be treated. Listen to elders. Thank you. All good working people like the radio station, hospitals, public safety, search and rescue, churches, and so on. Have a good weekend.
Wow.
Oh, what a nice, thank you very much for that email.
Those are some powerful words.
Yeah.
And suggestions for everyone to follow.
The day feels a lot better when you're following things
like
that.
We have a caller from Chilista Corporation. Is that Denise?
Good morning, Denise. Welcome to Talkline. Hello, Denise?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Oh, sorry, you didn't hear us greet you. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning, Diana and Peter.
Good morning.
So I was told to call the radio Talkline to remind our Jalista shareholders and Jalista shareholders-to-be to come and enroll to our Jalista Corporation office or even online or even sign up for myjalista.com. And this year, Jalista is sponsoring Chiang Mai. Jalista employees will be at the Chiang Mai this year, starting today, from Friday, 5 p.m. to 12 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. And on Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. So they can go and enroll. Even at the Chiang Mai, they'll have tables there. You can do your stock wills, fill out direct deposit forms, do your information updates and more. Or if you have questions, the Jalista employees will be there to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
buchtik. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
So look for the Jalista table when you're at Chiang Mai so that you can take care of some Jalista shareholder business amongst yourselves. Okay, so our lines are open, and you're welcome to email us, and we'll read your email on air, and you can call us. We'll give you the numbers again.
They are 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK, or, excuse me, 543 1-800-995-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or even email at radio@kyuk.org. Please feel free to call us, and today is an open subject day. We're not talking about anything in particular. You know, you're welcome to call in and whatever's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just we'd love to hear from you.
Now, I was going to mention a couple of announcements, too. Mm-hmm. There's a Kasaili Park Development Public Forum on Monday, March 19th at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Everyone is welcome to come and share their thoughts and opinions on the possibility of developing a park in Kasaili subdivision. Good. So that's Monday at 6 p.m. There's going to be a public forum at City Hall. So we have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, Anonymous. Welcome to Talk Line. And you might have to turn off your radio or turn down your radio.
Good morning. I want to ask something.
Mm-hmm.
How come when people are alive, they're not recognized right away, like dancers or anybody in any department or any shows? How come they're not recognized then? Because my dad was a drummer and a singer for Eskimo Dances, and then recently I've been hearing they're going to be recognized at the Chamay Dance. That's my question. Why aren't they recognized when they're alive, when before they're gone? Elders are old. They don't live long. And that's my question. Why not recognize them while they're alive?
Mm.
That's all.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. You know, we do have a living treasure that we honor during Chamay time.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, so, and then people of, you know, people can suggest whoever they'd like to honor as living treasure for Chamay can turn in their, you know, recommendations or people that they'd like to be considered. You know, we do entertain a lot of names from throughout the Delta and about people that have done something. And this year we're honoring, it's not just a one person type thing. This year we're dedicating our Chamay this year to elders of Kasigiluk. I think there's about six of them that the names that came up and we were, it's going to be a first time that we honoring more than, you know, one or two people. There's going to be a number of people from that village, you know, that have played a very important role in keeping their dance alive. And each year we do pick up or people suggesting names of who they'd like to honor for Chamay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have a caller from Kwikluk, Wesley. Good morning, Wesley Van.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Are you loud?
Yes, you're loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm Yes.
Yes. Oh, amen. Yes, that was followed that other call we just had previous to him about honoring the people that keep up the dance, that song and dance, you know, in their villages. Mm-hmm. And also, he just wanted to he said briefly that he's You know, we remember those people and their song and that beat that they've taught us, you know, it's still beating on this day, like they're still alive within us.
Oh.
So something of that nature, you know, that's the way I got it. So
that's beautiful.
That was a good thought.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I really like it when people call in and share some of those values and some of those really good outlooks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
Yes, that's always it encourages people, you know, when we hear an encouraging word like that, you know, people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the kids, you know, when you talk to them, even though they may appear to be not listening, but they are.
Yeah. So we have another caller, Adrian Wagner from Bethel. Good morning, Adrian. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. How are you doing?
We're doing okay here. What is up?
Great. Just along those same lines of, you know, preserving history and honoring the living, you know, this will be the second week that we've been in our started our oral history project, which is a hashtag Bethel Snapshot. And if you haven't heard about that, a little bit about it, it's an oral history project in collaboration with the Kuskokwim Library and Kuskokwim Consortium Library, and also our national partner over at StoryCorps. So I'll be at Chimay with some recording gear, hopefully facilitating some stories between elders and some younger folks, and trying to preserve some of that history. But if you're out there and you're interested in learning more about it, I would just march on over to the library and talk to Teresa.
Now, can you say more about if you're going to be at Chimay and you go up to somebody, do they have to have a prepared thing to say, or what? Tell us how that'll work on the fly.
Well, So I think the one thing to really sort of know about it going into it is that we're kind of interested in conversations about change in the region, and also interested in. I'm not interested in having conversations myself. I'm interested in facilitating between other folks. Mostly, my goal is to facilitate conversations between younger folks and older folks who have gathered you know, life experience, and transfer that knowledge. So the long answer is. That, and the shorter answer is no, you know, you don't have to have a prepared topic. The idea is just to take a picture of the town and of the region as it is right now.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, I think I'm trying to see how this might work. You're going to be at Chimay, and you may have recording equipment with you, is that right? And then,
so I'll have my recording equipment with me, and I'll say to two people as they're walking by, hey, you know, what's your relationship? Say it's a grandfather and their grandson. Okay, so if that's how you guys are related. Well, you know, can you talk about that a little bit? Can you talk about your relationship? You know, and explain to them the project, and then maybe do a little 5-minute, 10-minute conversation.
Now, it's really crowded a lot of times at Chimay. So do you have a room or a separate area that you'll take them to have this moment? Or?
Well, I'm going to be walking around, and we'll find a quiet space.
Okay, but you don't have an assigned area necessarily.
No.
At this point. Okay, great. So if a man comes up to you at Chimay, and ask about you and your young person, or your young person and your older person. It's part of this recording. Adrian will be recording stories. It's an oral history project for the region. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Diane.
All right. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, so. Good morning. We got a call from Bethel. Harry, good morning, Harry.
Hello, good morning. Mm-hmm. This announcement is from the Quixote Dog Mushers.
Okay.
We're having a dog race starting today. A sprint race of about 20 miles. So it'll be 2 days, today and tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock each day. And a fiddle dance featuring the Northern Lights Band, mm-hmm. which will be happening over at the old school gym, starting tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 8. And the kids, one dog, three dog, is scheduled for a Sunday afternoon at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the dog race weekend for Quixote.
And okay. Are there children sled dog races on Sunday at 2?
Yes, 2 o'clock, one dog and three dog.
One dog and three dog, children's
yeah.
races.
Well, one dog, it's just like a 100-yard sprint.
Okay.
And three dog is just maybe close to a mile.
Okay.
But we have 10 mushers signed up for today, but word is possibly two more, so about might be 12.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice.
Everyone is welcome to attend our activities. More than encouraged. So come on, come on.
All right.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. And then mm-hmm. and they'll also have a fiddle dance with the Northern Lights Band in Quixote tonight. Is it tonight? Oh.
Sounded like tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. And it's, okay. So we have a lot of stuff going on this
yes,
weekend.
Yes.
But you know what? I feel like I say that quite a bit, that Bethel and the region tends to have a lot of things going on. But anyway.
Which is good, yes.
And now,
our lines are open, so mm-hmm. it's time to call is now if you'd like to share something you got on your mind.
Yeah. So I wanted to say that on Saturday, March 24th, which is next Saturday,
mm-hmm.
starting at 9 o'clock, KYUK, Bethel Broadcasting Incorporated Board of Directors will have their quarterly meeting, and the public is welcome to attend that. So that's next Saturday, March 24th at 9 a.m., KYUK and Bethel Broadcasting Incorporated has its Board of Directors quarterly meeting. So you're welcome mm-hmm. to come. I know that they do like to hear from people about how things are going with the radio and the programs and what people
yes.
like and suggestions that people have, mm-hmm. Ways they want to contribute. So you're more than welcome to attend that meeting as well. Okay, there's also LKSD has a special meeting on March 21st at 5 o'clock in the LKSD boardroom. Just says it's a special meeting.
Okay.
Don't know what it's about.
Hmm.
But it's a special meeting.
okay.
Also, just wanted to let you guys know again that today's show is only going till 11, not 11:30, in case you're just tuning in. So we have a one-hour show of Talk Line today. So get your calls in. We have about a half hour left of the show. Bev from Bethel is calling in. Good morning, Bev. Welcome
hi.
To Talk Line.
Hi.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, Peter and Diane. Good
yes.
morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of three or four things
mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring up on Talk Line this morning. First of all, I really wanted to thank Dr. David Compton. He did that bicycle marathon.
Oh, my gosh.
He rode the bicycle
yes.
for 10 hours. I rode it for 30 minutes. And
wow.
it wasn't easy. 30 minutes, so I can't imagine how he felt after 10 hours last Saturday. Saturday before. But he raised over $3,000 to help with the YK Lifesaver Endowment Fund to help raise money.
Wow.
And that fund is what we take a percentage of. I think it's like 5%, could be 7% every year, and it helps support swim programs and have price at the pool. So I really wanted to thank Dave publicly for his efforts. And I also wanted to remind people that we have a couple of weeks to get your PFDs applications in, and there's a lot of worthy organizations in the Delta, and Guimavik Lifesaver Fund is one of them. And I just want folks to think about, you know, some of these organizations that they could donate, even a $25 or any amount really supports good people doing good things, good organizations. Mm. So think about it, and I thank everyone who already supported the Guimavik Lifesaver Pick Click mm-hmm. gift. We're way ahead of last year, and it's really appreciated. And a candidate, Elise Galvin, is going to be in Bethel this weekend. She's running against Don Young, and she'll be in Bethel today. I hope that people get a chance to meet her. If you see her walking around, introduce yourself, ask her about some of her views, and I think she's worthy of being looked at. She's a strong believer in education funding, and God knows we need that. And then finally, I want to welcome everybody to Chamai. There's so many colds and germs floating around. Take your Germex to the gym. Really wash your hands a lot. And yes. If you're real sick, don't spread the cold. I'm just getting over, finally 2 weeks. I'm feeling like, okay, I'm going to get through this. So it's, kind of worrisome when people show up coughing in people's faces at any public event. Mm-hmm. I got mine at a public event. I know it. But it's going to be an exciting weekend. I thank all of you, Peter. I know you're greatly involved in Chamai. Mm-hmm. You put on a wonderful event. Linda Curta, the Bethel Council on the Arts, all the volunteers. It takes everybody to put this on. And
that's right.
Guiana Chuknuk for all that you do. So, and I think that's it. I know there's more, but that's it. Stay safe, folks.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Beth. You know.
Thank you. Yeah, I got hit by that, too. I feel better, but I have this leftover cough, so I probably will stay home a lot this weekend myself.
Yes. We got a caller, Sunny Yvonne. Good morning, Sunny.
Yes, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Down Johnson River, down the Kuskokwim area, in the Napatak, there's a lot of snowdrift. And
yes.
One vehicle got stuck. They intentionally left it, and hopefully they'll get it today.
Mm-hmm.
Even Kasiluk and Lunapichuk, I think there's a lot of snow drifts up there. So if you're traveling by vehicle, bring a shovel. Make sure if you don't, I'm sure there's a cell phone reception, but just in case, bring a VHF. Some way to communicate.
Yes.
And I think that's it.
Yes. Okay.
Travelers, be safe. There was a lot of blowing snow last night.
Yes, there was.
Road cleaners are busy.
Okay, yes. And, that's a good report, Sunny, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, and then,
if it's a small amount here, there's a larger amount out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wondered about the snow blowing over. I mean, because it was last night, I think, there was
a
lot of that.
Yes, there's always, even on some calm days, there's some areas that's always got a breeze, and the snow does drift anywhere. In fact, any of our listeners this morning have a report to give, about their conditions in front of their village or where they've been, we'd like to hear about that. So we hope to hear from Mark or maybe from Search and Rescue. So, Sunny, thank you very much for your report.
You guys have a good morning.
Okay.
And, everybody be safe. Have a happy weekend. And be sober.
Amen.
Sober,
yes.
Sober, sober.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Bethel and even the surrounding and guests, you know, that is, you know, that's something that we need to consider. You know, we are hosts of all the people that will be coming here, and then we don't want them to be, you know, to feel uneasy or uncomfortable, you know.
Mm.
So we, you know, like everybody that we heard this morning, some of them had been saying, be nice while, you know, during the weekend. And
yeah.
Just talking about the River Report, we have Mark Leary. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, and happy Jemai Festival.
Amen. Yes.
I can tell you a little bit that I know. You know, it changed lots overnight. It was freshly plowed from Kalskag to Tulaksek on Wednesday by upper and lower Kalskag, and then Akiak plowed up to Tulaksek yesterday, you know, but it howled during the night.
Yes.
Right now, we are on our way plowing to the Figloop. We want to make sure they have a road for Jemai Festival, but
wow.
I don't know. You know, it changes so fast.
Yes.
Even plow, it might blow in pretty quickly. So that caller before, he spoke really good advice. Shovel, VHS radio. Because there's, you know, there's a lot of dead spots along the way where there's no signal. So we're on our way to the Siglic. Hopefully we'll make it.
Now, Mark, we have a question real quick. Is the Kalskag to Tuluksak Trail still clear, or is there snow drift on that
trail? You know, we're going to have to look to somebody else that's in that part of the river this morning to give us a report.
Thank you.
Can't be everywhere at once.
You're the all-knowing.
The parts to really be aware of is the parts that are crossways to the wind. You know, the wind has been, northeast last night? So the parts that are, like, running east-west are the deepest drifting.
Yes.
And then the parts that are running with the wind are much clearer, you know? So... Yeah, that's what I know.
Well, how's your equipment? You know, what do you got driving?
We're just running a plow truck today, you know, which doesn't make as nice of a road as a grader. You know, that's the thing. It won't be as wide, and it'll drift in easier.
Yeah.
So.
And then I had a question. You know, have villages or organization been donating on the equipment maintenance costs or gas, or how do you guys operate?
Well, the reason we're going to the city is because people from the country.
Oh, you're coming on and off right now, Mark. Try again.
Oh, is this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason we're going back to the single is we're bringing it back. You know, that's plowing it.
Okay, you must be getting further away from, you know, reception area type, you know, because you're being kind of cut off on and off. But when you have a little time, please call KYUK so they can get an update from you and then put it over the air or news today.
Can you hear me?
Odd enough.
Yeah. If we make it to the signal, maybe I can call in and talk about it a little bit.
Yes, that sounds great, Mark. We appreciate you calling in. And thanks for all you do and the people that help you.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. You have more teachers, too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have an email that Petra will read for us. Thank you, Petra.
The email title is called Speak Up. Good morning, y'all. I agree with many local native callers regarding respect. Being nice, love thy neighbor, etc.
Yes.
Some folks have to draw the line somewhere. Don't be too nice. Where someone, an organization, businesses, or corporations literally walk all over you. There's times where you have to speak up for your rights and beliefs regarding certain conversations or situations which may affect your life. Don't be shy to speak your mind in certain situations where you may feel bullied or you feel a situation isn't right and or illegal. See something, say something, in a nice way, of course. Laugh out loud. Y'all have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. I mean, you don't want to be mistreated either or be taken advantage of for your kindness. Yeah. I mean, but there are ways to push back when you're not being treated mm-hmm. right.
That's right, yes.
Either on a one-on-one level or on a business level. Okay, well, thank you for that email. I wanted to follow up. Bev Hoffman had mentioned Elise Gavin, and she's running on the Democratic ticket against Don Young for that seat in the fall. And there is there's a meeting with her that'll be this evening from 5 to 7 at Vicki Malone's house. And Vicki lives at 150 Torgerson Square. That's where you take a right on Main Street, take a right on Kilbuck, all the way to the river. Her house is at Mission Road Bed and Breakfast. And that's Elise Gavin. And you can come and hear more from Elise about her views, and you can ask her questions about policies that are interesting to you and find out more about her. Mm-hmm. All right, we have a caller. Henry Aloysius from Lower Kalskag. Good morning, Henry. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm just below Tuluksak on the ice road heading down, and the road is pretty much plugged up a little bit, but passable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As far as I'm going to Tuluksak.
Okay.
So, Kalskag to Tuluksak. But otherwise, it's passable.
Okay.
And it's pretty, it'll probably get plowed again when Mark come back, so just to let you guys know.
Thank you.
Okay, that's very good news. Yes, yeah, people are wondering, you know, and so if you see some areas that are impassable, you know, we'd like to hear about that, you know, and, far so good, right? You're on your way down?
Yeah, right by the bluffs, below Lower Kalskag, there's a couple of stakes where there's a big lump in there, and you got to be aware of that, too.
Okay. You mean like an ice thing, or
on what? On the ice road.
Yeah. When you said it's lump, the, you know, it's just
it's
like
on the, it's on the right side when you're driving down.
Okay.
The left side when you're coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, you're talking about when you said a lump, you mean like a bump or something?
Yeah, it's a block ice.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah, got it, yeah.
All right, okay. Bye.
Okay, thanks for the report, Hank. Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, people call him Hank.
Oh, I called him Henry.
Yeah, his name is Henry Aloysius, yeah.
But he can also go by Hank.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the road from Kalskag to Tuluksak is passable, but there is a chunk of ice. Where was the chunk of ice? Or
it's right around Bluff area below Kalskag, probably, I don't know, 15 miles below Kalskag.
Okay, so good. All right, so we have Howard Wassily from Bethel. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, and happy Jemiah, yes.
Oh, okay, yes.
For about 3 weeks, I've been fighting this cold and stuffy nose now.
Oh, no.
But I was looking through this Pinterest. It has a lot of remedies, and you could build couches and stuff like that.
Yes, Pinterest.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it's got... there's a lot of articles on there about ginger, garlic, honey, and making tea with it, you know?
Yes.
Yes, that's a good one. Have you tried it?
And then I eat the garlic all the time. It used to burn my mouth all the time, but now my sinuses are good. And I'm still fighting a headache, though, part of them with that. Mm. Yeah. But it does help ginger, garlic, and honey as with tea. You'll really enjoy it.
Good. Thank you for that.
That's good.
Happy Jamai.
Yes, happy Jamai.
Thank you.
You know, that's interesting, you know, what he touched on a little bit there. You know, I know there's local remedies and, you know, natural meds that people can take. You know, in fact, I'm drinking one right now.
Oh, what are you drinking?
I got a mug of hot water with 2 tablespoons of honey, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, and 2 tablespoons of crushed or squeezed lemon, and a dash of cinnamon on there. And you drink that, and
okay, that's the remedy a friend Esther gave to me.
Oh, okay.
And I used that the other day.
Yes, that works.
Very
for me,
soothing.
That works.
Yeah.
It does soothe, you know, and it really works.
Oh, that's a good one.
Trying a couple of different other ones too, you know. And I know people out there have some really good ones that work for them, you know. So, you know, if you have time, yes, we got a few more minutes. You know, we got less than 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
You know, on the time already. So
we have an email that Petra will read for us. Good morning.
The email is anonymous. It is very sad that we the people have to endure such horrible outcome from alcohol, death. We all know people need to be responsible and limit intake, but the alcoholic will not have any limits or have none or little responsible drinking. Who is to say this door is the blame but the person who is drinking the alcohol? He, she weren't forced to drink to alcohol. Parentheses, I do not work for or have associate seller for alcohol, quote. Parentheses, I'm sorry. But I support folks who want to close down the store or something about stopping alcohol sales. Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, tonight, our new representative, Tiffany Zolkowski, she's going to be in town with some staffers from the governor's office. They're going to have a listening session tonight on the issue of alcohol, and I'm going to look up where that's going to be located. I just saw that on the KYUK news. So if you can look that up, you might have a chance to air your views to some governor's representatives, along with our own representative, Representative Zolkowski. Okay, we have I thought we had another email. All right, our lines are open. We just have a few minutes left. So try to get your call in. Is that an email, Petra? Oh, there is. Okay. Petra's going to read an email for us.
This is from an anonymous. Want to thank the Napaskiak tribe to standing up to shut down the liquor store, hoping the surrounding villages join in. And why is BNC trying to transfer their license to Sea Lion Corporation, or did they already transfer it? If I remember right, didn't the administration advocate for a liquor store and even talked about it at AFN? Doesn't the board of directors remember how it was with the first liquor store? Anonymous.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there was also a news story about that a couple months ago about BNC wanting to possibly transfer their liquor license to Sea Lion Corporation, and there were in conversation about that. So Fritz Charles has called in. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there was a huge a news release this week, I believe, or last week, about a walkout here at our very own LKSD district.
Mm-hmm.
And they want gun control. I mean, you know, if you're out here living in Bethel, you need guns. You know, why isn't the administration looking at the bullies where it starts?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do that. It's too hard for the teachers or the principal to enforce that. It's too hard. There's bullies to this day. I mean, I hate to say it, but if I was in Yvonne Ramsey's shoes, I probably would have done the same thing. Nobody likes that statement I always give. But he was picked on, bullied, all throughout his high school and junior high years. You know, everybody has a reason to do something. And unfortunately, lives were lost, but nothing was done prior to this bullying. And if they want gun control out here, nobody ain't going to take nobody's guns away out here. Everybody's a hunter out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are no suggestions of taking anyone's hunting rifles away. So that has not come up.
It will, eventually.
Oh, okay.
So if people out here want gun control, there's 9 flights a day. If they don't like guns out here, mm-hmm. there's 9 flights a day out of Bethel. By all means, buy a one-way ticket down to, I don't know, Kodiak, some island, Amchitka Island. Mm-hmm. Go live down there and have gun control yourself.
So
you
just,
know, it's mm-hmm. gun control out here is, I'm sorry, it's just a waste of time.
Okay.
And going with alcohol, I'm not even going to get to that. I'm probably like 1 minute. So,
okay,
it's going to be here, whether we like it or not. It's always going to be here. It's going to either go to the bootleggers, back to the bootleggers, or back to the city. The alcohol is going to be here, whether we like it or not. So, get over it. Thank you.
Okay, so just to be clear on the information, students walked out when they did the walkout through the United States. It was not to do gun control of people's hunting rifles. They were focused on one, the AR-15, which is an assault rifle. That's all they're talking about. So just want to be clear about that. So it looks like Dave from Bethel. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Too bad the program's going to be short today, but yeah. I'll cut to the chase about speaking out. When you speak out in Bethel, there's a heavy price to pay. Mm-hmm. For example, I spoke out at the last Friday talk show. Tuesday night, I was confronted by a council member on the porch of City Hall before the council meeting, confronted about me speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
There is always a price when you speak out. When you have a government such as we have in Bethel, I want to make sure that people understand the price I have paid in my 51 years of Bethel for speaking out. It's been very, very heavy price I've had to pay and still paying for speaking out. Thank you for hearing me out.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. I wanted to mention that the listening session with Tiffany Zolkowski, Representative Zolkowski, and the representatives from the governor's office on the issue of alcohol in our region is at 5:30 today, Friday, in room C-22 of BRHS. So that's today at 5:30, room C-22 listening session. All right. Our last caller for the morning will be Herman Morgan. Herman. Yes, Herman. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talkline. You only have like a couple of minutes and all then right. We have to go. Yeah.
Yeah. I should call the law on the show. Anyhow, I know you've been hearing calls about supporting this person who's running against Don Young and, you know, praising her, but I think you guys should listen to, Don Young's side too. I've met him. He used to have a native wife, and he cares about us out here. He say we need a cheap source of energy out here instead of paying all this high pressure for fuel to start businesses and stuff. And, so before you go
supporting and, you know, listening to this lady, listening to Brian Young, and also the election coming up, consider our representative right now, Felicia Tudor, a Democrat, and their support, capping your permanent fund, telling you they can spend it for you. So remember those people when it comes to election time. Go change your party affiliation away from Democrats. Otherwise, all they get is a Democrat ballot. When they're trying to take over our permanent fund, they control the news, a lot of talk radio and stuff. But we had a TKC meeting here, and they're talking about that epic nation or sovereign nation that Mike Namatana starts. And they say, I don't really know what they're starting, or they're no specifics, and are they going to take over ABCP, or are they going to take over fishing game, or are they going to take over health and services, and where are they going to get their money? Are they going to tax Donlin Creek? And I wish people would have asked in that meeting, but you know, Mike and them used to be good at closing about Shabazz. When you guys go to that meeting with governor's person, tell her, close your liquor stores down. How come all of a sudden we need liquor stores? Either shortage liquor riders or something? That's why I say, all of us here, no way. You say it'd be bootleggers right now. There's bootleggers in the rivers, in the villages. So, there's bootleggers after it closed.
Okay, Herman, I'm sorry to cut in, Herman.
Go sign a petition and close it down, ma'am. Close it down.
Okay.
And no gun control.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you slipped it in. All right, thank you, Herman. That is the end of our show today, Friday. We had a little bit shorter show. Sorry about that. We'll be back to regular 90-minute show next Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Express yourself.
You've been listening to Talkline. The comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.
Support for Talkline is provided by Raven Alaska, shipping cargo conveniently up to 3 times a day between Bethel and Anchorage. Learn more at flyraven.com.